30 years ago today, a notorious medical study became public when it landed on the front page of the Washington Evening Star.
For 40 years, the U.S. Public Health Service has conducted a study in which human guinea pigs, not given proper treatment, have died of syphilis and its side effects. The study was conducted to determine from autopsies what the disease does to the human body.
Jean Heller, then an Associated Press reporter, wrote about the Tuskegee syphilis study. The next day, her story was picked up by every major U.S. newspaper, eventually leading to a presidential apology. NPR's Alex Chadwick reports on the discovery of the Tuskegee experiment after 40 years of secrecy.
The first thing about the Tuskegee study is that it was not entirely secret. Some people within the Public Health Service knew about it. They just didn't know everything.
I was working at our clinic one day, and I walked into the coffee room, and there was a senior Public Health Service officer sitting there just finishing a story about a study.
Peter Buxton, now retired. In 1966, he was a venereal disease investigator for the Public Health Service in San Francisco.
What he was saying was, and the old gentleman was insane, and his family took him to a private physician who very quickly diagnosed a case of late syphilis untreated and immediately treated the elderly gentleman. And the next thing the doctor knew, why, he had the County Medical Society and the CDC down his throat saying, "You've spoiled one of our subjects in the Tuskegee study." And he thought there was a problem inherent in that. And I, too, thought there was something wrong there and looked into it.
So he did, and discovered the story of the study that would eventually make headlines and shock the country. But only much later, because while Peter Buxton tried to interest others in Tuskegee, for 6 years, no one listened.
Until the spring of 1972, when suddenly everything fell together. I had met a young Associated Press reporter, and I started telling her the story, and she listened. And she asked her boss if she could write that story, and her boss told her no. She had to pack up her Xeroxes and mail them to somebody more senior on the East Coast, and that person was Jean Heller.
It's my recollection that I first called what we would now term their public information office. CDC was actually rather forthcoming.
Reporter Jean Heller was in her 20s, reporting for a new Washington-based investigative unit at the Associated Press.
The story came together fairly quickly. I think it reflected the fact that there weren't too many people at CDC who were aware of this study, and therefore not too many people who understood what the implications of our stories would be.
Her story was coming together quickly, but the AP's willingness to run it was slower. Gaylord Shaw was an AP editor then.
At that time, family newspapers didn't have front-page stories about syphilis or venereal diseases.
AP made the decision to go to the Washington Star and to say to them, if we break this story on the PM cycle, will you put it on page one? And they agreed, and I was fairly certain that that would write me off the front page of a lot of other newspapers, but it didn't.
In July of 1972, the Tuskegee story exploded like a bomb. In one day, the notorious syphilis study was closed down. Reporter Jean Heller.
It was a huge story, the biggest story I'd had in my career to that point. I was excited about it until I went back to Tuskegee after the story broke, and there was a day where I wished I'd never heard of it. I met a man named Charlie Pollard, who was the first participant who was publicly identified. And I sat with him, and I said, "Charlie, how are you doing?" And I remember so distinctly, he had his elbows on his knees, and he was staring at the ground. And he said to me, "This used to be a friendly town. Now people cross the street to avoid shaking my hand." And I thought, my God, what have I done to these people?
25 years after Jean Heller's conversation, Charlie Pollard traveled to Washington with three other Tuskegee survivors. And at the White House, on behalf of the country, President Bill Clinton apologized to them for the Tuskegee experiment.
What was done cannot be undone. But we can end the silence. We can stop turning our heads away. We can look at you in the eye and finally say, on behalf of the American people, what the United States government did was shameful, and I am sorry.
President Clinton apologizing for the government study that let hundreds of black men in Alabama suffer with syphilis for 40 years.